This is Parsha. This is the meeting of Yaakov and Yosef after 22 years. The Pasuk in Perek Memvav, Pasuk HaFes, says that when Yaakov and Yosef met, it says, V'yir alov, v'yip al tzavor v'yif. It says, Yosef fell on the tzavor of Yaakov Avinu when he cried. V'yif govoy. And the Pasuk doesn't say that Yaakov Avinu cried. So Rashi brings down from Rabbi Seinu, what's pshat in Yaakov Avinu that he didn't cry because he was being cursed Kriya Shema. So all the friends tell him that what's pshat only Yaakov Avinu was cursed Kriya Shema and not Yosef HaTzadik. Chari also the chiyuv to be cursed Kriya Shema. So they bring down from Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Chaim says that Yosef HaTzadik already said Kriya Shema. So what's pshat? Why didn't Yaakov Avinu say Kriya Shema until now? He says, Yaakov Avinu didn't say Kriya Shema until now because he was being Oisev Mitzvah. He had a mitzvah from Hashem Yisbarach to go down to Mitzrayim. So until the point where he met Yosef coming down to Mitzrayim, he was Oisev Mitzvah. He had the Torah of Oisev Mitzvah, Patman and Mitzvah. But Yosef HaTzadik had already said Kriya Shema earlier. You do, there's another pshat that they say that the Kriya Shema that Yaakov Avinu was saying wasn't a chiv of Kriya Shema from Shachas of Arvus. This was a different type of Kriya Shema. What was this Kriya Shema? So they say that Yaakov Avinu, when he met Yosef HaTzadik, was so nisragish from Ava for seeing Yosef after 22 years and he was still alive. The way they say it was that he was a kilu had scared. He was scared that the Ava that he had to Yosef was going to shter his Avas Hashem, and to avoid that he said Kriya Shema, which is Ava Avas Hashem Lekecha, to be mechazik that his Avas Hashem should still stay strong and not get in the way. Yosef, the Ava that he had to Yosef shouldn't shter that. They say when they said this chat over to the Rav, he was very hikpar lo ma'id. He got very upset about it. The lashon I remember, I think hearing said he's saying something along the lines that mesnish the avos medayne kapata. Don't measure the avos with your measuring sticks. They knew exactly which point he was like getting upset about. They knew Basha's he was getting upset that don't like make the emotions that you think that you would have that can like shtel the tzitzus avos. If you look around the Achronim, you find something along those lines. It's not exactly this pshat. They bring down the morale and the Gur Aryeh says, not this, says a pshat that the reason why Yosef HaTzadik was not saying Kriya Shema, only Yaakov, he said he goes with this mahalach that it wasn't the Zman Kriya Shema, and Betzim wasn't a Chiv, nor was, why was Yaakov even saying Kriya Shema, was because when he saw Yosef HaTzadik after 22 years, he says he was so moly of Avas Hashem and Yiro that this amid of the Chassidim when their Gavadik Atoiva comes to them, they are automatically in Zdabik to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and that led him saying Kriya Shema, which was Avosi v'Yirosi. He was Bekivu Machusi v'Avosi v'Yirosi. He was Mekabel the Ava and the Yir from Hashem. He doesn't say there was a personal motion type of thing over here that he was afraid it was going to get in the way of Avos Hashem. He just said stam. He was a gavad. He was makid the gavadik atayva that he Hashem did to him that led to him to say Kriya Shema. The Chassam Sofer in one place says that. A little different pshat, he says that the reason why he was also going that this wasn't a Zman Kriya Shema, he says the reason why Yaakov Avinu was saying Kriya Shema was because Yaakov Avinu was afraid that he shouldn't be Nenner from Olam Hazeh. He was afraid that, he said, Beirbeinu HaKadosh and B'shas Misasa, he lifted up all 10 fingers and he said that, it wasn't Nenner from Afilu Betva Katana from Olam Hazeh. He said Yaakov Avinu, when he's meeting Yosef HaTzadik after 22 years, was afraid that he would have some of Hanoah from Elam Hazeh, and merely that's what he said Kriya Shema. That's what the Chassam Sofer in one place says. But just to come back to this morale, I wanted to show on it that the morale says that when Yaakov Avinu met Yosef, he says he was Midas Chassidus, Ashayukulahem Toyim Istapkim Al Kadosh Baruch Hu, Alatovus emes osimam, and this is Kriya Shema, which has the Yichud Malchusi Malchus Shemaim, and there's the Avas Hashem, and V'roy Ha'elikris Kriya Shema Kasher Bo Elav Yosef, Achar Tzar Hagodah Shehoyloi Bavuri Va'atiru Oisim Melech Ha'yoyiv Es Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shosel Leizeh V'Kivul Malchusi V'Alvasi V'Yirasi. So I just wanted, so he says the Kivul the Maral speaks out that he's Mekal with the Malchusi V'Alvasi V'Yirasi. So the pshat is, Bishlam we can understand the Ava that he had Hakadosh Baruch Hu that for seeing Yosef after 22 years he's Mekal with Avosi from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What's this word that he adds in at the end? It says that he mekabel and he would also be yirasi. Sama leimer musger the stipend in Birchas Peretz says that he's meir that the mile from the other is that the mile by a normal person when he's gestar from something he's part from Kriya Shema. Let's say b'chassin he's torah he's part from Kriya Shema. But the other sakadoshim we see it's lahepich. Then when they had a tear down, they had something which was like, you know, could have overtaken them, all they saw was the Ebishta. And all they saw was Av and the year from Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's the Teitzah that was because of Kabbalah's Omal Chashamayim. But coming back to this, what's this Indian that he says that the Kiyo Machuse Avosir the Yerasa? V'oid, the Chassam Sefer in another art is Mitaritz's Kasha. What's Pshat? Yaakov was being taught Eisen Kriya Shema. Now Yosef, he says, no, Avada Yosef at Tzadik also said Kriya Shema. Or was Yaakov Avinu's Kriya Shema was longer. What was longer about Yaakov Avinu's Kriya Shema? Yaakov Avinu also had the pasuk, also had the line of Baruch Shem Kvei Malchus Leilam Vayed. Yosef at Tzadik didn't have that. Only Yaakov Avinu had that. So Mel Yaakov was still saying Baruch Shem when he met Yosef. So Mel, that's why he wasn't Baicha. But Yosef already finished saying Kriya Shema. That's why he was Baicha. So what's the zinni that Yaakov Avinu had this extra line of Baruch Shem Kvei Malchus Leilam Vayed, which Yosef HaTzadik didn't have? So Reb Chaim Friedlander in Sifrei Chaim on Kriya Shema means an amalgam, and he says he's mazur. What's the zinni of Yichud Hakadosh Baruch Hu when we say by Kriya Shema? He says that we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He says the mal when a person sees, how does a person get Yiras Hashem? He says Yiras Hashem, he gets Yiras Hashem when he sees the dinim of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And he chaps to what could happen if he doesn't listen to Hashem, the gefarach oinshim that he could get. And the avas Hashem is when you see what you know all the tevis that Hashem does. You misbinding it. That's ma'ir the avan and from all the tevis that Hakadosh Baruch Hu does. And he says that the avodah of yichur by Shema Yisrael Hashem Malkin Hashem Echad is to be makir that and to have a muna that everything that we see from the tevis and from the, what we call tev. And all and the things that we're nikkur m'shem ra, we should believe we should namen ki ain ra be metzias klal. We should make there's no ra in the metzias in the world of klal. Everything is toiv. Everything so the tachas a toiv. That's what we do when we say Kriya Shema. We're trying to be makir and have that munah that everything that goes on in the bria is from the kara toiv and is all for the tachas a toiv. He says, we can't really see this. Really, what we see is that the Eibush is a dying, he's a Baal Bayis, we have to listen to him. If we don't listen to him, it's going to be his ancient. But that's the Avodah of Kriya Shema to know that it's not so. And Be'ez Hashem, one day, when he says, that's the Pasuk of Vayemhu Yi Hashem Echod Ushmai Echod, that's the time that it's going to be nicker to the whole world that Hashem Echod Ushmai Echod, that everything was all one. One matara, one tachlis to come to the tachlis atay. He says that's Yifan Be'Eliyahu Be'Har Carmel. They said Hashem Hu Alekim. Doesn't bring it down. But Yehuda Shechaim says that the taich of Hashem Hu Alekim is that they were makir that Hashem the midas arachim was Hu Alekim was the same for the midas adin. And later on, he's master. What's in your Baruch Shem Kvei Malchus Leilam Vayed? He says Baruch Shem was in short. He says Shugah Riches. But the idea is that we say Baruch Shem is that Baruch Shem is the Hakara that that even when it's Choshech, even when it's Golos, we know, and even when it's what we call Ra, it's all Baruch Shem Kvei Malchus Leilam Vayed. It's all Tov and it's all. And it's all from Hashem. He says, "Bizman said we can't really be makir this, but so we that's what we have to say quietly." But Yaakov, when he says next week's parsha on Yaakov with Bikish Legalis is Labanus Akates and Astagim and Ashkina, he says not just that he wanted to tell him the time. So he wanted to be mazur than the whole Seder Golas that would was going to happen and how everything was up to Tachas Atayim. And then the Tachas, the point of him telling them to the Shvatim was that he would be mekel the Nisayim from them from in Golas. But Hashem didn't want him to do that. Hashem wanted him that the Nisayim should be the way it was. He shouldn't have to start being mazur things. So that's why Hashem took it away from him. But Be'etzim Yaakovina Baruch Kachi understood and was able to see how everything in all the Hashtalshas and all the Goliaths was all going to be tight. And that's what he wanted to give over. He said, but us, I mean, so Yaakov Avinu was able to say Baruch Shem B'Kol Ram. But us, we're not able to see this. So that's what we have to say B'Lachash. So Gopalan, just coming back to this morale, so he says, it could be that maybe what the pshat over here of Mimakavah, the Malchusiv, Avosivir, Osai, was that, right, the Avos Hashem, we could understand what Yaakov Avinu had after 22 years of not seeing Yosef. But could be the Yira was that after he was makir, after the whole shtalshus advarim of not seeing Yosef 22 years, and he thought that he was nifter, and he thought that who knows what happened to him, and look at all the Mamari Chazal, what Yaakov Avinu thought, you know, the inyan of Yosef dying was a gefer l'chazach. He saw that all these things were one big shtalshus of tayv to lead to the to Yaakov Avinu coming down and the minis in the whole world. So there Yaakov Avinu was able to be makir to Hom La'akara, the Yichud Hashem. And that's maybe the Indian also why the Chassam Sofer says in a similar note that he had another pasuk in his career, Shema Baruch Shem Kareh Malchus L'Olam V'Ad. That was his higher level of akara that Yaakov Avinu had over Yosef. So that was this Indian. On a similar note, we can find in the beginning of the parasha also that this Indian the Gilui Hashem of having to bringing out that everything is tayv, like the just the Kitzan Nimrutz that the Rechana brings down in Kavitz Aris that the whole everything that happens with Yosef and the brothers everything that happened with Yaakov and Esav and Laban also happened with Yosef means in Chazal then, and he knows the whole thing that the parasha with Yosef and the brothers is the parasha Likus and Mashicha. He does bring this down, but the Chofetz Chaim al Torah says that just like when Yosef said in this week's parasha, Ani Yosef, everything was his gal, everything became clear. A story that the brothers couldn't chop what was going on was almost in this bar with two words, Ani Yosef. Says Asalava, when Mashiach comes, the Hashem is going to have to say two words, and everything is going to be in his bar. Or Hashem is going to say Ani Hashem, and everything is going to be clear. So this is the Indian also when he's going to be a Gilui Yeshchina with the Midas Harachmi Midas Gal, it will be makar. Everything that looked bad was etzim good, and everything was if the tachas to come to the Torah. Shabbos shalom.